left it to you, starting with the reactions from that second wave of exploding devices in Lebanon, Dipti.
Yes, Stuart, dominating the front pages today. Let's show you a few of those papers. This is La Croix, the French paper, which talks about new weapons of war, new weapons in the war between Israel and Hezbollah. Corriere della Sera, that's the Italian daily here on its front page today, wondering if Lebanon is on the brink of war as well. Let's turn our focus to the regional papers there. This is L'Orient Le Jour, the Lebanese daily here, which says after the metaphorical earthquake, it's time for response now. After that second consecutive exploding devices attack in Lebanon, the paper says that there is little doubt that Israel is behind it and warns of a war opening up in a whole new front. It's hard to see how Hezbollah will come out of this unscathed, the paper says. Now, for the pan-Arab paper Al-Quds, on its front page, also looking at the possibility, or at least affirming that for this paper as well, there's no doubt that Israel was behind it. And with this new attack, the possibility of war increases. Now, on the Al-Quds website, there's a very interesting article here penned by a Palestinian researcher and journalist called Yasser Mana. Now, he wonders how Hezbollah could actually benefit from all of this, these, quote, silent bombings. It's worth noting that this writer himself has been imprisoned several times in Israel in the past. Now, he evokes the idea that this attack must have had the support of the U.S., even going as far as saying that he thinks Washington may have even been the real puppet master behind the scenes. An attack of such audacity could also mean that Hezbollah is fully aware of the, quote, strategic card it possesses, and says that despite this blow, Hezbollah will most likely continue to adhere to its strategic project.
What about the reaction then, Dipti, from the Israeli press?
Well, you have a center-left paper, Haaretz, always more moderate in its coverage, that calls it a Hollywood-style pager attack that sent a clear message. Israel wants another redundant war. Gideon Levy writes in this article that we are in the midst of the most criminal and redundant war Israel has ever embarked upon, and it turns out that it wants another one. Now, from the more hardliner newspaper, the Jerusalem Post, this is the opinion page today. And you can see there's quite a few articles dedicated to this. Notably, the paper in its editorial really hails what it calls a technological takedown of Hezbollah after Tuesday and Wednesday's attacks, saying that they will dispel self-doubts about Israel, which is surrounded by enemies in the region. You have Haaretz, and then you have you really see sort of differing points of view there between Haaretz and Jerusalem Post.
Just time quickly, Dipti, to ask you about Michel Barnier, the French Prime Minister, proving anything but a walk in the park to former government.
Yeah, absolutely. This is making a lot of the papers today. Le Parisien evokes what it calls a sort of kind of political warfare, particularly after suggestions he made about tax raises in France, which has largely been seen as a red line not to be crossed from the Emmanuel Macron side. Le Figaro also looking at the arm wrestle, as it calls it, between Emmanuel Macron and Barnier, who obviously, being from the right, wants a more right-wing government. But it bodes badly for Emmanuel Macron, who, of course, benefited from a left-wing coalition success in those parliamentary elections in July. So you see, it's proving harder to form government for Barnier than it is probably negotiating Brexit.
Yeah, probably true. Finally, from Dipti, a jogger has got a very pleasant surprise earlier this week. This is a serendipitous serenade from the singer, lots of S's, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, that's right. This People magazine tells us that this jogger was just running down a canal when Ed Sheeran was actually filming his own video clip on a boat, and he said hi to her, and then he said, "Do you have any requests?" To which she said, "Tenerife Sea." And so he proceeded to play that song as she kept jogging along. As you see,
You look so wonderful.
And you see, he didn't jog a lot after that, actually, because she stopped to film herself.
The way it pulls on the side of your neck.
So you never know, Stuart, though, where Ed Sheeran might be lurking when you're running.
I was going to say, lucky she was a fan. What if she said, just don't sing anything?
Or she said, who are you?
Who are you? Yeah, one or other would not have been so good. Really nice, Dipti. Thanks very much, Dipti. Killing along with the papers on France 24.